This daf is daf Samach Gimel to be brought to a stunning beginning by
Savakash.
Lo Yetzei Ha'ish, moving on now between the sexes, a man should not go out wearing his type of special clothing. Of course, men's clothing is a little bit more destructive than women's clothing. So, lo b'saye, v'lo b'keshet, v'lo b'tris, v'lo b'alav, v'lo b'romach. So he shouldn't be going around carrying nuclear bombs, and not H-bombs, not A-bombs, or whatever particular thing it is. Even though these are modes of dress, there actually are some people that like to parade up and down the streets wearing their swords, or their bows and arrows, or their what do you call it, shields. And Allah is a club, Romach is a lance. You shouldn't go out wearing that. And according to the Tanakhami, Yatzach Hayav Chatat, even though you would think that maybe these are modes of decorations, but Lamaisa, they're also to wear. It says Rabbi Eliezer, no, it's not true. Tachitimim. Although perhaps there may be other shailas involved, but certainly you're not Chayav Chatat. I mean, these are Tachitim, the modes of dress in which a person, and this again, the same way that someone who is has trouble walking can walk with a walking stick, human beings who have trouble defending themselves with their own simple evolutionary materials use their more developed ones, which are their brains. Therefore, you can carry them the same and carry any other thing that your body needs. These are not tachshiti, because they are viewed as violations of the normal order. Einon ela lignai. The whole idea of needing such things as weapons is a gnai for a human being. And the proof is, shenemar v'chitetu chavotam le'itim. And we have the famous Nevi'ah of Yishayahu, that when Mashiach comes, v'shafat ben haguyim, v'chiyach lamim rabim, there will be a melech on the world, then v'chitetu charvotam li'itim v'chamitoteihem l'mazmerot. And then they will take their, you know, beat them. What do they call them in English?
Plowshares.
Plowshares is a little strange, strange translation. It's a type of shovel, basically. But okay, but the idea over here, the pruning shears is nice. That's what they use, right? Pruning shears.
Yeah.
But okay, so if this would be such a takshit, so then they wouldn't be considered to be something that would disappear. No,
an active weapon or just for dress?
No, even, well, that's the thing. In other words, the dress has to have some kind of positive reflection on the wearer, right? You know, I mean, that's what a dress is. Since these things are the gnai, in what sense are they a takshit? You know, it's interesting that, I mean, it seems like these issues are not particularly contemporary, because Mamanim Shachri, people are engaged in Sekhonis Mepharshis issues. But there's a big tshuva from Remation that had to do with Hatzolah, which was wearing those Makshirei Kesher. And he held that the Makshir Kesher was similar to the issues of a year. That and the question only was, but I mean, I don't know, personally, I don't see any grounds for it, but anyway, he was afraid that since maybe you would call it Boter Latid Lavo, where you don't need Makshiri Kesher for us, I don't think that's the point of the Mishnah. But anyway, he came out that a Makshiri Kesher is okay to carry around.
You can't wear your gun for Shulishah.
So, well, this is the Machlokas of it, yeah.
To wear it in.
Yeah, that they use for all the time. All the people that work for Hatzalah, all the people in New York are walking around with these things at Shabbos.
But because it's within a boom.
Well, but Lamaisa, at least it would be, first of all, not everybody relies on the Arab. You meant an Arab. And besides which, I mean, the Yisro over here was even to go out to a chotzer, if it's a different gzera of tachshit. But anyway, he's mat lamaisa. Although it's mash, but he's mat only when it's part of your beged. Without that, I don't know.
Chotzer would be in.
No. According to
the
Rebbe.
Yes,
these chacholim is a pirish on the Tanakhama. Why did the Tanakhama say that they're not considered to be takshitim, because something which is a gnai can't be a takshit. Birit tehora, a birit we had before is a garter belt, although it's actually shaped like a ring, elastic ring. wasn't very good for the blood circulation, but anyway, they used this elastic ring to hold up the stockings. And yotzin bar b'shabbat, the reason that it's tahora is because it's not a kli for an adam, it's a kli for a kli. Because the stocking is the kli for the adam, and this is a kli that holds the stocking on. So it doesn't have any direct application to adam. Shivalim tmeim, cable TV is considered to be tame. It means actually the same thing as a birit, as we'll see, except that it was a birit that had an attached chain to prevent, this is going back over here to women, to prevent young girls from spreading their legs too far and damage their betulim. So they used to put on the kids, they used to put kivalim. They certainly wouldn't have liked bicycle riding. Ve'en yotzim be'en b'shabbat. Although even the goyim have made a little bit of a concession to this by having that little pole going down. The girl's bike. They don't mind if the boy gets butted the life out of him with those. But the girls, man, we want to be careful. I never understood that one when I was a kid. You need to get to this Mishnah to figure out what's going on. So my ba'ala. So that, what the Gemara is going to say, why is that tummy? Because it becomes already tashmish l'adam directly. My ba'Allah, and Allah is a kulpa. It's a club. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, takshitim himlo. Tanya omrulo the Rabbi Eliezer. Explain to us, according to you, that these things are takshitim. V'chimiyakar te takshitim him. Mivnei mayim b'teilu nimot ha-mashiyah. Why in the vision of Yeshayo Anavi is it considered to be such an important thing that they will be bought of? They won't be there anymore. What are you going to say? That a lamp is bought of in the day. It doesn't have a din of a kli. I mean, it's the same thing. You don't need them. But have a noiva alma. So why can't it just be decorative? What do you say? A lamp is decorative. So let's carry around the lamp during the day. It's something that's not usable at that particular time. You don't give it, you don't carry it around for noi. But that doesn't mean that there's something innately unsuitable about it. If lamaisa, now it's needed, because you don't feel safe walking down the streets, or because you do have to protect yourself, the club. So what's the problem? Upliga de shmu. Now this approach that claims that there won't be a need for weapons and ativavo argues on Shmuel, because Shmuel says, "Ein bein ha'olam hazeh l'yimot ha'mashiach ela she'ibud goluyot bilvad, she'nemar ki lo yechdal avyon mikerev ha'aretz," which means that there will be no change in the way that human society functions. And if that's the case, then why would you not need le'atid lavo? Why would you not need to protect yourself? It's a very interesting taste. Such a fascinating taste. How different the world is. Joseph is bothered by the fact, "Ein ben olam hazeh l'yimot ha-mashiach." What is that supposed to mean? Ela shibud malchiyot. I mean, how about the fact that you have Eretz Yisrael, you have Yerushalayim, Benuya, and everything? It sort of never occurred to him that you could have all of that and still be need to say "Ein ben olam hazeh l'yimot ha-mashiach." That's purely still olam gimnogonoi. What's an afkamina when the Shia comes? Not much of an afkamina. The Shia was how many days of miluim you have to serve.
The weapons could mean that even if there won't be any fighting between nations, still have people to be rough, could be armed for.
Whatever, but in other words, it's not. I mean, that they asked, what are you going to do about the fact that certainly the whole point of Yemos HaMashiach is to have peace. I mean, that's to be unbothered. I mean, that could be the Rambam who passes like Shmuel. Nonetheless, so what's the big deal? He says, the big deal is to have peace, be able to concentrate on what's important in life. Instead of all the stupidity, your bad dad, and so on. So, but in Hokinami, as you're saying, it doesn't mean that there's no need to keep society under control. It's not inconceivable that people, whether murderers or
country,
pirates or whatever.
Is this making connections between
Shabbos and Yom HaMashiach. That way we're learning out what's appropriate on Shabbos and what would be appropriate in Yom HaMashiach.
Not necessarily. I mean, it could still be a question of whether this is something that is innately valuable to an Adam or not. That's why I think that the whole question of Ramesha was inappropriate. The question over here is that it's denied, not that it's not a Tachshon. In other words, the not necessary is what's called still a Tachshon, it's just not necessary. But that it's a G'nai, it's, I mean, in other words, I'm wearing this as a concession to the horrific needs of the moment. So we didn't say that. Okay, if a person's at war, so then he's at war. But otherwise we're going to say, I should wear a cast all the time as a Tachshon, because there are matzav, which, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's not the etzim a Tachshon. It's when it's needed, so then it becomes a something that is a kli. So that's this approach indeed is keneged Shmuel. But there was another, and according to this, it's b'seyei el Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. The Om Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, actually it's a raya against Shmuel, but towards Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says the contrary. All of these magical Nevi'ahs that we find in the Nevi'im, all of that is dafkim Yimot HaMashiach. So it's when it talks about lo yisag goyo gerev and so on. That's a reference to Yimot HaMashiach specifically. Aval olam haba, there's never a Nevi'ut anywhere that attempts to describe a utopian olam haba. All that's described is basically the best that you can have in olam hazeh. Ayin lo ra'ata Elohim zilotecha. On that, the Navi says that no eye has ever seen what Yaseh l'mechakelo, what Elohim does for those who will wait him.
Including the
Nevi'im. V'yikriyam r'amal lo Rabbi Eliezer. Now, there's another version, it's the other way around, in which they ask Rabbi Eliezer, v'chimeyaka tutak shitinen lo mipnei mahim b'teilim nimot HaMashiach. And in this version, he answered them, who said that they are? Omar Alem, Hatzim Mot HaMashiach, Enel B'Tehel. Who said that you don't need weapons in Mot HaMashiach? So according to this, and the Shmuel, that would be indeed like Shmuel, because he's saying that Lamaisa, there is no change, and you're still going to need your weapons to control things. According to this, he's arguing Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who says that Mot HaMashiach, lo yisag goyo gerev. First Lashon has Abaya telling Rav Dimi, and of which there's a sub-Lashon that says, no, it wasn't Abaya to Rav Dimi, it was Abaya to Rav Avya. The second Lashon has Rav Yosef to Rav Dimi, with a subsection that maybe it wasn't Rav Dimi, maybe it was Rav Avya. And some say there wasn't anybody like that at all in the second part. It was Abaya, but it was Abaya to Rav Yosef. Boy, that, as you put together so we have the subject. Subject, object, object, subject, object, object, subject, subject becomes the object. Anyway, my time here, Rabbi Eliezer, but whoever said it, the question was, what was Rabbi Eliezer's Sfaro Setakshit in Himlo? This is a Farish Pasuk. The Pasuk calls a sword a decoration, because it says, Chagor Charvacha Yerach Kibor, Hotcha V'Hadarecha. This is your Hod, this is your Hadar, this is your beauty. Keep that sword right there on your waist, ready to use. So how would we possibly have used the pasuk of Cherub as Hod V'Hadar if it's a G'nai? I mean, it's absolutely crazy to say that. Am I missing something? Isn't that whole pasuk referring to the Great Torah? I mean, look at the beginning of the whole parsha. It's clearly referring to Talmid HaChachamim, Yaf Yafitam Ibnei Adam, and nobody was talking about soldiers, the most beautiful people in the world. The whole idea is, Slach Rechav Advar Emet. It's all about fighting for truth. So, what does this have to do with soldiery? Omale was so. Of course it's referring to Talmid HaChachamim, it's so. In Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, the metaphor has to be completely usable. You know, there's no such thing as comparing something halfway. Plus it means what it says. So look at it on the level of what it says. How can you use something which bepashtut, what its meaning is, not a weapon in which you can now muster your own force to a cutting edge, which is a way of referring to brilliance of mind and detail that you have available to fight with, but it still has to be that weapon in a physical sense?
You can't use something ugly.
Exactly.
For something that you're
it has to read exactly the same way on every level. he said, wow, Amr al-Kana, that is absolutely stunning. You should know, Karavina ben Bartavani Sreshin, I was 18 years old. Vavina Gemirna Lakula Shas, I finished the entire Shas when I was 18. And you believe I never heard till today, this is the first time that I knew that. After learning all of Shas. Knew my Kamashma, nobody never learned something, so what's the big deal? No, Kamashma did Ligmarinishwara Lizma. The Pella is, he was able to get through all of Shas without knowing that. I mean, there's obviously so many questions which if you don't understand it, hey, make sure you have something, shoot, you have thousands of problems. Why don't we explain this metaphorically and so on and so forth? So it must be that he filed away those questions. And what that proves is that you're not supposed to get answers to your questions when you read through the Daf Yomi. The seriousness is very, this is extremely important. It's exactly what it means.
Cover shots.
In other words, you cover, first you need to get a picture of the material. You can't sit around asking questions, expect to get answers on this particular detail, that particular. There are no answers. It's an all or nothing issue. Like basically any set matrix. We're going to take life in little slices. Try to understand this. I mean, yeah, what you're talking about. So, I mean, Lamaisa, this is what distinguishes the modern era. That's right. It's the fact that people believe that things are interrelated. You can't just make up an answer to a problem. It used to be you made up an answer to a problem. You could go Aristotle. You have a particular phenomenon. So what's the explanation? You come up with something. Huh? It sounds nice. Why not? It's self-evident. Fits the facts. And if there's another fact, so you make something else that's self-evident, you just keep adding to it. Mashenki, to first start with the picture and then to try to come up with a theory that fits the facts is an incredibly advanced idea that took humanity thousands and thousands of years. I mean, half the time of the Gemara took literally 2,000 years to come out until such a thing was fully developed. Okay, so that's what he's saying. That's the finish. You should know. Stop trying to find answers to it prematurely. Omer Rabbi Yirmi, Omer Rabbi Elazar. By the way, there's so much. I mean, you should know that there is. Pumus on this issue between the Maral is one of the, I'm sure you all know that, the Maral's vicious attacks on the way that learning was developing in yeshivas, on which people were sitting on a mesechta like they do today, explaining a mesechta. I mean, I had a kid over Shabbos, he ate over that Shabbos, and he said he came to yeshiva here, and they spent 2 weeks on the first Mishnah. They never started the Gemara. I mean, like, how can you explain a Mishnah without knowing the Gemara, even on the Mishnah? I mean, forget about knowing Colossians. 2 weeks on the Mishnah. So the Maral writes, I mean, very, very bitterly, but first explaining the Linyan. Also, I mean, Halacha, the Rav Shulchan Aruch also has a very big piece on the whole idea of this. But he writes, the Maral writes, in his, I think, his most vicious comment, which he means really literally, is that if you see someone going into a yeshiva, you're chayev to tear kriya.
Any yeshiva?
Any yeshiva. Why, he says? Because the Gemara says that someone who stands by a deathbed of Adam Kosher is chayev to be korea when he loses his soul. So the Gemara says, what's the reason? Lamaze doma, is a doma, sefer Torah shen israf. So Rashi explains, sefer Torah shen, what does the death of a person have to do with sefer Torah shen israf? Because Kol's man shayazech hai ayayochal ilmei kalatayra kula. And now that he's dead, it's like the Sefer Torah was burned. It's the same thing. Before the kid went into yeshiva, there was a chance he could have known Torah. The moment he goes into yeshiva, you know he'll never know anything. There's not a chance that he'll know this. You have to type Torah Korea. Very funny.
Which yeshiva was he talking about?
But he was referring to the yeshivas then in Poland, Hungary, that had the Derech of Pilpul, which is the Bechlala joke. You know, in which they didn't even attempt to figure out the truth. They looked for the excitement of the game. And that's the ultimate. But Lamaisa, the question of learning and of seeing the Torah as a whole has been almost lost. It's unbelievable. Okay, Omer Rabbi Yirmi, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Hamachadim Zeh Zeh Be'Halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzniach Lehem. You have two Talmidei Chachamim who work together and fight things through, not to prove that they're better than the next guy, but to sharpen their swords. I'm using the word, which is the same thing you do for a sword. So we took this marshal, now we're following through with the pasuk of Chagor Kar B'chal Yerev Gibor. Since that's the usage of swords, the Gabi Torah, so we want now to analyze all of those elements. So if they sharpen each other, on Divrei Halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lehem, God gives them both Hatzlacha, Shnema V'Hadrach, so we see over here, we're continuing now our Chagor Kar B'chal Yerev Gibor, the next pasuk is, V'Hador Chatzlach, your beauty, which we just referred to as your cherev, should be tzlach. It should be successful. And that's the hadrach should be understood as chadadak tzlach. This which you're making yourself smarter in mutual sharpening should lead to atzlach. V'lo'od el sha'olim l'gdulah, because not just atzlach, but actual gadlut, shenem atzlach rechav. You should fly away, like we, you know, fly away, silver girl. You might think this means even if you're fighting it out just to see who's better. You might think this means even if you get stuck up about it. Therefore continues the pasuk, the anvat tzedek. It has to be with the anivut of what's right. Vimosim kein. Zochim the Torah shnitna b'yamin shneemar. It continues on to say the Torcha noraot yiminecha. Davka reference the Torah was given yamin shneem, and remember Yitzchomer. This means that zochim the Devarim shneem ruby yiminah shel Torah. There's certain things that were said about Torah's right hand. Certain things that were said about Torah's left hand. Yomer Rabba Bar Rav Shila Bar Milam Rav Yosef Bar Chamon Rav Sheshes. May gasiv orech yamin b'yiminah. That the right hand of Torah holds the long life. And bismolah, the left hand holds or sheve kavod. Does that make sense? You're saying, what, b'yamina, you only have orach yamin. But or sheve kavod, you only get by being a masmilimba. Which unfortunately doesn't seem to be all that wrong, but okay, yeah. So, no, it's an amazing thing. I mean, halach alamaisa. You know, it really works out that way. The more that yamin is the pshat that someone is completely involved in the thing, is mafashrish by desires, so on, works with it, b'kiyad yamin shehimi yumenet, as Rashi. This is the expert hand. It's the one that you use for something you care about to get into all of the detail. So, Lamaisa, you find that those places that spend most of their time on fundraising and public relations are much more effective, certainly more masculine. But anyway, but could it be that this is what the yield of Torah is? So those who are apply themselves diligently and commit themselves wholeheartedly to Torah, so then for sure they have Osher Lekavod, they even have life. The Masmilim, but okay, you could still get Osher Lekavod, but you can't get Orach Yomim out of that. Omer Birmi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Hanochim Zelazeb Halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lahem. Two different approaches to the word Nochim. Nochim can be from the Lashon of Nachat in the sense of gentleness, meaning they tolerate each other's opinion and they work through things in order to be able to learn from one from the other instead of simply fighting one with the other.
Gentlemen,
exactly. Excellent word. Another pshat of Nochim is also, we use the word Nachat for Nachet. That means leadership, to be manche. So that's not necessarily binachat other than the peace of the dead, so to speak. In other words, once one arm is sholeit on another arm, so you can have a shlita that leads to nachat. Okay, now everything's at peace. Maybe it's pax romania, but it's peace. So there's two different ways of understanding it. So if we understand it as nachat, in the simple sense of gentleness, so then we read the Gemara like this. Shema az nidburu yir'ei Hashem, and nidburu, that lashon of nidburu, if we're going to use this lashon of nachas, and I mean the continuation, of course, over there is vayakshav Hashem, and vayishma, v'ikatev says v'zikar l'fanav, and so on. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makshiv. But where do we see that that means dafke ayidei nachat? Because in dibur el nachat, shenemar yadber amim tachtenu. Now, obviously, Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu, we could steamroll all over the Umma. It's not exactly the most nachat kind of thing. But the point is Rashi says it. But if we're going to learn that, if you're mashpil another nation, then the only way to do it is that they are in a matzav of nachat. No, as long as they're still thinking about them, it's like the Intifada. The matzav before the Intifada was literally Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu. They wouldn't lift up their heads and wouldn't think that they shouldn't be menachat. The moment you start stirring the pot, then not only are they not menachat, but you're no longer Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu. The two are interrelated. So therefore, if it says Yad Ber as Nidberu, it must mean that each has accepted the bracketing of listening to the other person and to be at peace, to be still, and accepting something from somebody else. The other way of learning it is that the nachat means literally each one attempts to help the other one, to guide the other one with what it is that they know. And here it would mean literally, Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu, it was a lashon to control and to take charge over.
You say Vedaber is more kosher.
Yes, but once you've done this, is I know it's not a lot of deeper in speech, but still, it's still true that all elements. I mean, where extermination is hadbara, we use today in modern Hebrew, right? The same reason, complete control. You want to control mazikim. So it's extermination.
It's like authority. You know, this is it.
Right. Although don't confuse it. Generally, people don't even realize they're interrelated. Speech and Yad Ber. It's a different root. It's just connected in the cherish of the meaning of the thing. Okay, so then it would mean Yad Ber in the sense of to be manche. And then when it continues on in the pasuk of Az Nidbru, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makshiv, to whom is he makshiv? L'yirei Hashem u'l'choshvei Shemo. What's the difference between a Yorei Hashem and a Choshvei Shemo? Omer Avami, it means even he just thought about it, but you weren't able to actualize. Afilu chishev lasot mitzvah. V'ne'enas, something happened. You fell asleep at a daf yomi, you couldn't pay attention, and it didn't go the way you wanted. V'lo asa'a, ma'ale alav ha'katuv ki'ilu asa'a. That's not a heter. It's only a v'ne'enas. We hope he's missing this daf for a while. Someone who takes a mitzvah without chokhmas, takes it, he's mekayim it precisely the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, in mevasrim ato b'surot ra'ot. Shenemar shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Shomer mitzvah does not mean observe, which is a horrific modern detachment from it, to observe what is observing. And it's the exact opposite of Shmira. You know. But what Shmira means is Kibamara. Shmira means to preserve something. When I say I keep, it doesn't mean I observe. I keep means I keep, protect, cherish, care for, and so on. That's what keeping is. So, as I said, like the president has to swear to be Shomer the Constitution. So when he's swearing to be Shomer the Constitution, he says to preserve and protect. That's the translation of Shmira. So year two, you look at the mitzvah is valuable. Omer Avazi, v'temer Rabbi Chanina. The truth is, afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gzera hu mevatla. A person like that can be mevatla HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzera. Where do we see that? Shemar ba'asher d'bar melech shilton umi omar lo ma ta'aseh. And then it says, shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davara. That's unbelievable in the juxtaposition. And who can tell God what to do? Of course, the Shemar Mitzvah doesn't have to worry about anything bad. So in other words, if there's a Gezerah Roach, Chas V'Shalom, so he cancels the Gezerah. Omer Rabbi Yabar, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokit, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamakshivim Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim who listen and learn from one another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomei L'Kol Anshema HaYoshevet Baganim Chaverim Makshivim L'Kolei Hashmini. You are friends who listen to each other. Let me hear your voice too. V'imeinu Asim Kein Gormim L'Shechina Shemistalekat B'Yisrael Shenema, because then I get to these on Brach Kodiyud Melech HaLetzvil Ofer Alayim Om Rebaba Om Reb Shem Ben Lakish Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMadgilim ze'ez'e, lahalakha. Two people who encourage each other, matgilis, to gather around and to try to get other people to learn with them where they don't have a yeshiva, because they don't have somebody to learn from. So they call together friends and let's work life out ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavam Shema V'diglu Alai Ahava. So your Degel, the Vasifa, is for me love. Omar Rav Avudi Adi Tzurata D'Shmaitita. First, there's two important caveats here. One is that two idiots that gather together to figure out the Gemara when they don't know anything about it are going to end up making a horrific mess of both of each other. So that's not a solution. That's the write your own medrash solution, which is not what it's referring to here. And what it means is, it's a very, very telling, by the way, language over here, because it ties in with the whole idea of Ligras, Ligmar Nishvada Ligzvar, which is Tzurat Adashmaitata. Tzurat Adashmaitata means you have to know the shape, you have to know the framework of it. You may not know the details, but you have to see how it all fits together. Then you can get into the details. If you don't know the tzura of it, the tzura is the pattern of it, you don't see the pattern of it, don't try to understand it between yourselves either. The most you could do is like read up perhaps a little. But don't be a diglu alay ahava, because there's no ahava in that. And furthermore, v'udalet le rabba mamata, it means there's no one that you could have learned from. It's just somebody says, listen, what do they know? No, we'll figure it out ourselves. That's not ahava. That's just stupidity. It's positive to be a diglu alay ahava, but only with two conditions. Number one, you are already familiar with Tzurat HaDeshmaitzta, and you're not writing your own medrash, so to speak, and also that you don't have anyone to learn from. You have no choice.
So always learn with someone who knows more, if you have choice.
No, it doesn't say that, but at least it happened. No, it doesn't say that either. But what it's saying is that you, the two of you, have to have a sense of what the Gemara is about. You have to have the basic structure of things worked out. Otherwise, I mean, you come up with the most egregious mistakes. It's truly amazing. It doesn't matter how intelligent you are. You can say that absolutely the craziest thing. You know that one of my most favorite examples, there was a Catholic by the name of Travis who translated the Mishnah. The man was a tremendous scientist. The mistakes that he makes are just so outrageous. And so it's like, because this is not so as a Schweitzer, as I start from a scientific point of view, you know, we'll figure out what the words mean and so on. I mean, it's a question of hilarious. So, you know, this is like this is the academic translation. I think it's E. Edgar Travis.
To learn with mistakes. If you have nothing to learn from, it's better to learn.
No, it might be better to learn with mistakes, but don't. What he's saying is, don't attempt to figure out what something means if you don't have the fundamentals. That's all. If there's no fundamentals, then the things that you're going to come up with are just silly. You know, it's the same thing. That's where Abodazara basically came from. As you take a look outside, and you're looking at nature, you don't have any sense of the fundamentals, the patterns, and so on. And so you make up an explanation. You have your thunder gods and your rain gods, and your fertility rites, and so on and so forth. And it rains and it makes it grow, which is clearly the same as human reproduction. So let's bring a virgin. I mean, it all adds up, you know. It's absolutely nuts. It comes from a sense of a breakdown of how things are really interrelated, because you're looking at some little local patch.
So what was the fundamentals here? What's the
how does one mention that? Explain that. I mean, a person knows themselves when they're approaching something because it speaks to them, or they're approaching something because they have something to say. And that's what it takes. It takes that level of honesty to know what it is you're dealing with. The Omer Baba Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Gadol Hamnave Yotem and Oset Tzedakah, it's greater to lend someone money than to give him a gift. Umatil Bekish Yotem Kulam. The greatest darga is that someone should be given money to do business with, or actual stock, to go out to split. In other words, you take somebody, let him work for you on commission, let him make money for himself and from you. For you. So that creates a partnership in which there's no decimation of the other one's personality. It becomes dependent. So now you become partners. V'yomer Baal V'yomer Rav Shimon Lakish. Im tamid chacham nokein v'noter k'nachashu chagrei yoram motnecha. Speaking about chagor kal b'cha al yerach gibor. If you have a Talmud Chacham who is a cherub, the guy is absolutely horrific. Only has bad things to say about everybody. Goes around and being no kim and no tekanokish. This is no good and that's no good and we'll fight this and fight that. Make him as close to you as your own belt. Whereas if you've got an Amoritz, he's the sweetest guy in the world. A chosid. Al tidor b'shchunato, don't live anywhere near him. Omer of Kana Rav Shimon Lakish, Ramel Omer of Asi, Omer of Shimon Lakish, Ramel Omer of Abba, Omer of Shimon Lakish. These are all various elements of Rav Shimon Malakish issues.
I mentioned the words of the Rambam, but this only did they carry on.
No, no, it's not this maimer. No, but it says over there, it's called Tamat Chokham, Shein Alokim, Menote, Kenoch, Shein Atamat Chokham. That's a different issue, but over here, Tamat Chokham, Shein Alokim, Menote, Menoch, is not what it's referring to. There's another mimer that you're confusing, which is called Tamid Chacham She'eino no kem v'noter k'nachash Eino Tamid Chacham.
And we're saying that's
a different term. You're saying in terms of his midos. That his, what he's doing has some relation to Shleimus. Whereas what the Amoritz is doing has no relationship to Shleimus. It's always a question of how he happens to view reality at this particular moment. And therefore, in creating a contact and a closeness with someone whose life is essentially random, the fact that he happens to be a nice guy and a lot of fun, in the end is very damaging to you. Because you get to accept things that are not really acceptable, and to become tolerant of things that shouldn't be tolerated, even though you're with very nice people. And the truth is, the most damaging people are the finest, most pleasant people. You know, the people who are least damaging are the people that you wouldn't want to get near. But it's a strange thing. I mean, they're intolerable. You can't live with them. You know, at least you know, at least in certain fundamentals, they're not going to be destructive.
It's so easy to choose your neighbors.
They follow you.
This talk about the media in general.
We thought we could.
So this talk about the media here in general.
Yeah, yeah. Here it doesn't mean necessarily the mila being naked when they took him out. There, the Gemara is talking about the mila naked when they took him out. It is supposed to be.
Even a guy who doesn't have a note to, but Talmud Chacham can be good for you, and a guy who doesn't have it can be disastrous.
In the end, it'll affect you badly. Yeah. You'll end up changing your system of values because of it. It'll have an impact on you. Another thing that was quoted from Rav Shimon ben Lakish is that Kol HaMegadol Kelev Ra B'Toch Beito Monea Chesed B'Toch Beito. Someone who has a vicious dog in his house prevents chesed from being done to his house, because of course the best thing that a dog is good for is keeping away the mishalach. Shehemar lamas mereu chesed, and we're calling this lamas. If you've got a lamas in your house, then mereu chesed, you're going to prevent chesed from your rea. And in Greek, a dog is a lamas. So she came baloshin yevanit korin lekelev Lomas. And now by Yitzhak Omer, Af Porek Bimino Yerat Shemayim. The end result of this is that he loses his own Yerat Shemayim, because it says, Lamos Mereo Chesed, Yerat Shaddai Yazov.
Is it any dog?
No, vicious dog. Yeah, although the Pesukim say that even a dog that isn't really vicious, but pretends to be vicious, is just as bad.
The barking dog.
Yeah, the barking dog. In fact, the example from the Gemara is from a barking dog. Ahid tadai levavu beta lamefa. There was a pregnant woman who was going into her neighbor's house to bake. Novak bar kalba, so she was attacked by this barking dog who didn't hurt her. Is akir vloda, and she sensed that she was going to lose her embryo. Omlo mori de beta, so the guy, the owner of the house, says, "Ah, don't worry about him. Lo tifchu, nothing to worry about. Shkilei nive, we've had his canine teeth removed. Ushkilin Tufay would have his claws removed. Amraleh, so she said, well, you can have your tova removed too. Shkula Tivutech, we've taken out your tova also. Vashad Yachizre, we throw it on the thorns. Kvarnat Vlad, you can try telling that to the baby, I'm going to lose. Amravuna, Maidech Tiv Smach Bachur Bialdutecha, Vyetivcha Lipcha Bimei Bichurotecha, Vyalach Bedarchei Lipcha Ubemarei Necha. So first the Pasuk seems to be encouraging youngsters to have a good time and sow your oats. Go around and enjoy your youth and so on. And then it comes up with this horrible ending. V'da k'al kol elo yaviach elohim b'mishpat. What are you telling me to have a good time? And then tell me God's going to come and take me to din for it. And make up your mind. Nu, atkan divrei yetzer hara. I mean, first we're presenting to you. No, this is what you always hear. Have a good time, but mikan ve'la divrei yetzer tov. Reish Lakish said, no, I've kind of divrei Torah. First part of the pasuk is referring to filling up. A person should find the things that he enjoys and understand the areas that are particularly interesting to him and become an expert in those things where he has a particular talent and so on. Now that he becomes full of that Torah and he finishes his daf only a few times around. And now, mikan ve'la, a nice and tight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you, okay, now you had fun, are you applying it or not? If you don't apply it, so then you're going to end up paying the price.
Even have a picture of
a boy having a good time. No. Look at this. That is great. Somebody came up with the idea we should have a picture. Illustrated all case.
The bear of the dark side in Pompeii.
In Pompeii. That's not bad. It's beautiful.
Beware of the dog.
That's a very, very nice.
Beautiful sign.
Beware of the dog. Yeah, the people have some of that on their own. Beautiful. Birit Torah. Anyway, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Birit is Torah. What is a Birit? I'm going to review that. A Birit is a bracelet. Hatzadah. How could a beard be a bracelet? It's ridiculous. A bracelet is one of the fundamental kelim that are mentioned in Kli Nidyan, Etzadah, Tzamid, and so on. So, how can you tell me that a beard is Torah when it appears in a list of kelim, and therefore should be Tamid? So, asks the Gemara, Masa Rabbi Yosef, beard, it says in our Mishnah is Torah. Obviously, no, what Rabbi Yehuda said was that a birit is on a leg the equivalent of a bracelet on a hand. That's what he meant. So it's tachat et sada omer. It takes the place on a leg. Of course, what is somebody doing wearing a bracelet on their upper leg? They're holding up, bracing with the bracelet, they're holding up their socks. So therefore, it's considered to be a kli for a kli, not for a human. So we already saw that a ring on a kli was tahor. There's a ring on a kli. The kli in this case being the sock. And what are we afraid of? You're going to show off your garter belt. And then your socks will fall down. So the male is no chashash. So it's both tahora, whatever, yeah.
Men also have garters.
The mice, we end up referring to women because men usually don't have psuim, which is the next piece. Yosef Rabin Ravuna came to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was already sort of dozed off, but they were sitting. In those days, it was the rabbi that used to doze off. See how things have changed.
He's proud of it
because
he put in the Gemara.
That's right. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was there. He was being monogamy. Anyway, so Rabin and Ravuna were discussing between themselves the sugya. So Rabin says, well, I heard that a biris is a single ring and kivalim is essentially two biris. Amar Ravuna, no. Please. Well, why would that be the difference? And then it becomes tamei. It makes no sense. Elav elav b'shtayim. Both of them are paired, obviously. The difference is that if your matil shashelet b'nehem, take a chain that now attaches the two birits, and now they became kivalim. To which he replied, that's crazy. Shashelet mashra leiman, on the contrary, so now you're two steps away. Now you have a kli to a kli for a kli. Why would the shashelet make it more of a kli? I don't understand. B'chitem, and maybe you'll tell me, because if it has a chain, it makes noise. And something that makes noise is a kli. So you'll say, like we had before, Shmuel bar Nachmani, Yomer of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Yomer of Yochanan, Minayin l'mashmiya kol b'kli matachod, shehu tamei, shemar kol davar asher yavo b'esh afilo dibur b'mashma. Don't try to invoke that din. B'shli mahatam kaboyle l'kal over there. The reason that you're using the bell is for its noise. You're certainly not going to say anything that makes noise is considered to be a kli by virtue of making noise. The noise, I don't need the noise. So, I mean, unless she's playing a ghost in it or something, but I mean, you're certainly not telling me that the fact you put a chain on someone turns it into a kli. How come I'm Maisagabu? What is it doing? I understand that the instrument is doing its music playing. No, I can never come in Maisa. There's a certain family in Yerushalayim that had a tendency to walking, genetically, that tendency to walk with wide steps. Because of that, the girls would lose their betulim early. So they made this little attachment to the birit. And to teach them to walk properly without spreading their legs too much. It was at that point that Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up. He tired of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ah! Good to dream that you boys are saying something good for a change. Yasher. B'chein Amr Rabbi Yochanan. It's actually the way Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah as well. Ki yasher Rabdimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin la'arik kol shu tamei. Now, Rav Dimi reported that Rav Yochanan, who were on the topic of Kalim as they relate to Tafshitim, and here for the first time going to mix the idea of Beged and Tafshit. So far, we've had either Beged or Tafshit. But here, there's also a partial Beged and partial Tafshit, as we'll see. So he began by saying that if you have an Orig, even if it's Kosher, we had the whole sugi before about Shalosh Atzvos or Shalosh Atzvos, Franim, or Shloshetvachim, but that does explain its references to something which was left of a beged that was initially made to be a real beged. He had a shirt, he tore the shirt, and now left with a rag. What size rag is considered to be Kosher? But he's referring to a case where you're oreg a beged for a particular purpose that's very small. There's no shear, says Rabbi Yochanan, in beged. And I learned that mitzitz. I'm going to buy it. What? Tzitz. Tzitz isn't made out of orig. It's not woven at all. Tzitz origu, Tanya. Tzitz can mean tatz shel zahav. The tzitz was made out of gold. V'rochav shtei atzpaot, mukav mi'ozen ozen, v'katuv alav, and written on it on two lines, v'shtei shitin, yud hei l'mala, Hashem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei was on the upper line. The Kodesh Lamed was Lamata, according to some Lamata, meaning beneath the Shem, but to the right. So that you would read Kodesh La first, and then your eye would go up to read the Shem, in order to have the Shem on the Darga that was Lamala Mimenu. But others learn that the Shem was indeed on top, completely. And this was meant to be read bottom up. Kodesh La, next line, Hashem. So, very much you learn. Not that I view it as one line on two levels, but that I read it from the bottom going upwards, because it's the whole point of it. It's, is that it raises things. You're supposed to train your mind to start low and go up. So, here too, Kodesh La, Hashem. So, it doesn't matter that it's not read in the way we normally read lines. The Omer of Elazar or Rabbi Yossi.
There was a seal that was already attached to the tzitz.
Yeah, but that is, how would we learn that from tzitz? Where does it say that that's the beged? Anirei tibi'ir romi. I saw the tzitz myself, and it was all my sister, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, when the daughter of Caesar needed somebody to help. He went originally for another purpose, and a nace happened, and he cured the daughter, and they gave him the right to go into the Vatican and take whatever he wanted from there, and ended up taking out the Gezeira. But he saw, meanwhile, while he was there, he saw the tits. He says, I don't know, I mean, you guys can argue about it theoretically all you want. I mean, I saw it. And it didn't have no two lines. And it said, Kodesh Lashem, B'shita Achat. So the Rambam brings both. He says, okay, make it in two lines, but it's okay to make it in one line. Sometimes they did. Kisolik Rabdimi Lenarda.
Are these sheets supposed to be in the Vatican? Are they all meant to be?
Well, whatever they stole.
Yeah, well,
whatever they got away with.
Are they supposed to be there still?
No, I think Indiana Jones made off with some of them, but I mean, those that are still there.
So there was the U.S. Congress archives, and they had a Judaica traveling thing, and had Thomas Jefferson's Mishnah and all these other things. And it they roughly had it represented the largest collection of stolen Judaica in the world is in the Vatican.
Oh, they had there in Thomas Jefferson?
No, they said they had it as part of the thing, that the largest collection of Judaica in the world is stolen and it's in the Vatican. That's what it is, according to U.S. Congress.
That then for sure must be true. So Amira Idi Biron, he saw like Rav Nadim, and I said, anyway, Rav Nadim was pretty upset about this, because Meir was quoting Rav Yochanan, claiming that you can bring a riot to Ari culture from the seats. Anyway, went back to Narada to find out what was going on. So Sholach, we sent a letter, probably an email actually, that Dvarim Shamarti Lachem Ta'utim B'yadi, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Let me re-quote that. From Kacham Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan, I got it straight now. What Rabbi Yochanan has said was, Minayin Tachshit Koshu Shehu Tamei, there were two separate pieces, and I squeezed them together. A Tachshit doesn't need a shear. Now we learn that from tzitz. The Torah doesn't give a shear to the tzitz. Minayin La'arig Koshu Shehu Tamei, it was a separate point. How do we know that Arig is Tamei? That I know from the extra pasuk of O. By Shrotzim, over there it says Obeged, because the lists are never there. The Obeged or Osak, that the O is Marbe, even kosher.
Well, you say
that it's two its votes, and one is much. Yeah, but it's not as the Gemara in Sukkah points out. It doesn't say that that's Ma'akev, it doesn't give that this is the Shir. You're going to use it as a. Anyway, Tosis points out that when it says kosher, it can't literally mean kosher, because how can you have miktas kosher? Later on we're going to see you have both orig and tachshit. If you have a shear between the arig and the tachshit, how do you have the half of the kosher? So the kosher also has a shear. That's be some level of hashivas. It's the famous brisker of when asked about why it's mutter to drink the water. Since I mean, somebody threw in maybe a piece of bread when he was picked, he threw in a piece of bread to Yama Kinera. So since Chometz doesn't have a shear, it's also a kosher, so you can't drink it. So his famous answer was a kosher was also shoo. It's also a shear. That's what Tosis says over here. Actually, Tosis asks, what he asked, why do we need a proof? Doesn't it say Tabat in Klei Gideon? Tabat could be a small, tiny Tabat. Does it? How do you know? Can you take a look at the kind of tabaot they're selling out there today? Maybe it was one of those kind of tabaot. So then it's got two kizaisim. Shir kazanish. So who knows what the shir is? So we need a pasuk to be marbil and kosher. Now, so that's orik koshu, tanurabon. Orik koshu is tamei. Takshit koshu is tamei. Orik vitakshit koshu, something which is half arum, and a half a kishur. It's not completely oruv. This does points out, in other words, it must be that koshu doesn't mean just anything. It has to be some significance. Then I know out where it's orig vitakshit. Koshu is also tame. And mosif sak ala bege. The pasuk is adding something unique to sak, when it says osak, where it's tame mishum orig, which tomorrow's going to ask tomorrow, what do you mean mishum orig? Every beggar is mishum orig. Omar Robert, let me explain to you how we know all these things. Orig kosher, as I explained. Orig kosher, I learned out from the Riboy by Shrotzim. It says obeged. Takshit kosher, I learn out from the tzitz. Orig vitakshit kosher, that I learn out from the Riboy by Klimityan. which is kol kli maaser, is after a list of all types of different things. Wait. That's written in Midian. Midian, the way Rashi understands the kasha, Midian is a sugya of tumas meis. That's the whole point. And over here, the sugya is tumas sheres. Talking about obeda. So how are you going to learn out? I mean, tumas meis is much more chomor. How can you learn out from a ribui of kol kli maaseh that would be mekabel tumah from a meis, that it's also going to be mekabel tumah from lesser degrees of tumah? We learn out a gzera shava of shuatzim, because over there it says kol kli asher yaseh melacha, and over here it says kol kli maaseh. So the same way that kol kli asher yaseh melacha by sheretz is the gavi kabbalas tuma, so too are all of the kelim by klei midyan said legabe tuma in precisely the same way. And Tosis doesn't like the way Rashi's learning the kasha, because always when the Gemara has that problem, it always says ahu be ekstiv, not be midyan ktiv, but what kind of tuma? Ahu be tumas meis ktiv. So how can you learn out the word? What is ahu be midyan ktiv? As if that's a problem. What does midyan have to do with it? Just tell me what the problem is. The problem is how can you learn out tumas meis ktiv? Tumas sheretz of tumas meis. Therefore, Tainus Tosis says it can't be the issue. The issue has to be is that Kli Midyan, we don't have a raya that Kli Midyan is referring to Tumah, the Chlal. Because Bepashtis is referring to Giulei Akum. And that's low. Do you have to do Be'esh, or Be'mai? Right. So you have to do whether you have to Hagolah, or you have to do actual Libun, or whatever it is. Why are you thinking the Chlal that Kli Midyan is not there to?
Kashrut.
Yeah. So therefore, that's the Chiddush that we can learn now from Klei Midyan, even though the Torah wasn't addressing Tumah. For that, we need the Gzera Shava. It wasn't a question how Lamaisa is going to get a little bit of the original, how to learn the original Pshat in the Gemara. Because when the Gemara said, how can you say a Birik is in that Sada, and then claim that the Mishnah says it's Tar, so that Sada is not Tar. So Rashi says, that Sada is not Tar, because that's one of the Kamehameha's in Klei Midyan. According to those, that doesn't prove anything. So this didn't claim it was this the Gabi Kashas. In which case, I mean, what would that have to do over here with the whole question? Right? So over there the Kalim Lamaisa. He says, Ken, what are you gonna say? That's not edible Kalim, must be referring to Kashas. Not the Kashas. But then the problem says over there by Behemoth, the same thing would mean should you table the Behemoth? What exactly is this? Tishchato. So when it says tishchato, it can't be a reference to everything. It certainly doesn't mean to put the behemoth through the mikveh, or you paso the par the may para by putting him through them by sprinkling them on an animal, as we saw before. So therefore, he learns that the etzim were being semech on the fact that says kol kli maaseh after it lists these kalim, which means that we're including these tachshitim in kol kli maaseh, even though they don't really do a maaseh. And later on, we're going to learn out that kli is mekabel tumah. The Gemara is being semech according to Tosfos on the limud later on, which brings Rashi to double pasha, that it's telling me that all of these kalim are mekabel tumah. Loved after, says Tosfos. Gentlemen, I will be missing you for a bit.
Not for a bit.
A bit. A little bit.
Have we share a bit?
Tatsi Yorin. Tatsi Tatsi. There is a wonderful person who will be taking my place. Probably won't want me back. But just in case, I hope I'll see you again when I return. But we're trying somebody new out.
English.
Because also Zilberman. But English is over.
Yes.
I'll tell you the truth, I don't know him. It's Rabbi Yosef's son-in-law. Citrin? Oh, you know him? Oh, okay. So, anyway, he feels he's a very, very good man. So, and I talk to him. He's a Sklar's son. I don't know if you know him. Lo yetze ha'ish lo b'sayin v'lo b'keshet v'lo b'kshis v'lo b'alav v'lo b'romach v'im yatzach ha'yam chakas v'r b'liezer omer tachshitim em lo v'chachomim omrim ein amel ele g'nai shnem ra v'chitzu chavotam l'yitim v'chanitoteihem l'mazmerot lo yisa goy al goy cher v'lo yamadu od milchama birit t'ora v'yotzin ba b'shabbos k'volim t'meim v'ein yotzin ben b'shabbos my dolo kulpa v'r b'liezer omer tachshitim em lo tanim ele v'r b'liezer if you're so sure about that יאחד התקשיתם לא ביבאים בתהלם למות המשיח. אמר להם לפשינם צריכים, שמה לא יישא גוי על גוי אחר, סתה בילנוי ביעלמה. אמר הבאים, ילדה וישרג בתיירה. ופליג את השמול, גם בשמול, אין בין העולם הזה למות המשיח, אלא שאיבוד גוליות בלבד שם כלא יחתה לביון מקרב הורץ. And it's מסייע לרוקי ברגו, גם רוקי ברגו, כל הנביאים לא נדנבו אלא למות המשיח, אבל העולם הבא, עין לא ראתה לא נזלתך. ויגידי אמרי אמר לו לרבי לזוכרים יחד המשיכים לא בנהם בטבעים למות המשיח אמר להם הוא סדה יור אף למות המשיח אינם בטבעים and היינו תשמעו in which case he would now be polling על רבי אברה אמר לי אביי על רבי דימי or maybe it was רבי אביה or maybe it was actually רבי יוסף said to רבי דימי or maybe it was רבי יוסף said to רבי אביה or maybe it was actually רבי אביה said to רבי יוסף my time in רבי לזר יום התקשיתים אלו תטיב חגור חרמכו ירח יפורות חבד הרכו Omer of Kahan and Lamar Bred Ravuna. What does that prove? I would be raped or active. Omer of Sawat, in Mikrayat Singh Dev Shuto. Omer of Kahan, wow, Kadavina Bartraj, but Manis Rishnin, I can merely look at the Shas. Velo Avi Adana, then Mikrayat Singh Dev Shuto Adashta. So, my Kamashma, aren't you an idiot? No, Kamashma didn't want to leave. Omer of Mirami, Omer of Melaza, Shnei Kabinet, Kamim of Makhadit, Zeba Alakha, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצליח להם, שמה והדורך צלח, אל תקרא להדורך, but rather הדדך, your חדתך, לא your חידוד, לא עוד הלשון לגדולה, שמה צלח רחב, and יוכל, אפילו שלא לשמות, אמר למה דבר אמץ, יוכל מגיסדה, אתה מדוון בצדק. אם עוד תקן זאת לתור שנית וימים, שמה ותורך נוראות ימינך, ונחמה יצב אומר, מור נט זוכר מדברים שנאמרו מימין השוטר. יאמר רבו ברב שילם, אמר למה רבי יצב אחר, אמר רב ששש, מה ידכתיב? אורך ימים מימינה בשמאלה, אושר וכבוד. What's that supposed to mean? מימינה, אורך ימים מיקה, אושר וכבוד, לקה. אלא למיינים בה, אורך ימים מיקה, כל שכן אושר וכבוד. ממס מעילים בה, אושר וכבוד איקה, בנת אורך ימים. אומר רבי ירמי, אומר רב שמר לך שני תלמידי חכמים, הנוחים זה לזה בהלכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא מקשיב להם, שנאמר אז נדברו יראי השם, ואין דיבור אלא נחת, שנאמר ידבר עמים תחתינו. מה ילכו לפני שמו, אומר רבי, אפילו חישב לעשות מצווה, ונאנס ולא עשאה, מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו עשאה. אומר בחינן הברידי, כל העושה מצווה כמאמרה, אם מבשרין אותו בשורות רעות, שנאמר שומר מצווה לא ידע דברה. אומר ועשי איתם רבי חנינה, אפילו הקדוש ברוך הוא גוזר גזירה, הוא מבטלה. שמבשר דבר מלך שלטון, ומי אומר לו מה תעשה? בסמך לשומר מצווה, לא ידע דברה. אומר בא ואומר שמר מלוקי שני תלמידי חכמים, המקשיבים זה לזה בהלכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא שומע לכולם, שנאמר, היושבת בגנים, חברים, מקשיבים, וקולך השמיעיני. ואם אין עושים כן, גורמים לשכינה שמסתלקת בישראל, שנאמר, ברק תודיע דמי לכלב סביב. אומר רבב, אומר שם מלוקי שני תלמידי חכמים המדגילים זה לזה בהלכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא אוהבן, שמה ודיגלו עליי אהבה. אומר רבב, הוא דיאלי צורת התשמעת אותה, והוא דלת לו רבב במעטה לביג מהמנה. אומר רבב, אומר שם מלוקי שגודל המלווה יותר מן העושה צדקה, ומטיל בקיץ יותר מכולם. ואומר רבב, אומר שם מלוקי, אם תלמיד חכם לוקים ונותר כנחה שוב, חוגרי הוא המתנך, אם המארץ הוא חסיד, אל תדור בשכונתו. אומר רב כהנא, אומר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, ואמר להם רב אסי, אמר רב שמעון בן לקיש, ואמר להם רב אבא, אמר רב שמעון בן לקיש, כל המגדל כלב רב בתוך בריתו, מניח חסד מתוך בריתו, שנאמר למס מחמאהו חסד, כן בלשון יוונית, למס, נת למס, למס מרב חסד, כן בלשון יוונית קוראים לכלב למס. רב נחמן יצא ואומר אף פורק ממנו יראת שמיים שמה ויראת שדה יעזוב היית תדעי לנהות בית אל המפה נופך בקל בית עקר ולא דו אמר לו מורי דה בית אה, don't worry about it Lo titkli, shkila nibe, shkila tufre. So she, shkula temuse, vushad yachize, kvar nad vlad, om revuna maidif tiv smakva, kur biyal du techa, vietiv chalit, kabi mei bichuru techa, valech bedar chidikho vare in echa, vedak yal kalela yavyacha elohim ba mishpat, עד כאן דברי יצר הרע, מכאן ואלך דברי יצר טוב. וישוע כשאומר, לא, עד כאן דברי תורה, כנראה לא מעשים תגיד. בירית תאורה, אומר בירה, בירית איזו הצדה. מה זה רגיע? זה הכל בירית מן הצדה, בירית תאורה, יוצא בה בשבת, ולצדה עשור מתמיהי. הולכי כאומר, בירית תחת הצדה עומדת. יוטי פרו אמר רבו נגמי דברים ירמי, ויוטי פרו אמר כמן עמי. ויוסי פרו אמר וכאומר, Birit must be b'achat, and kvalima b'shtayim, omer evuna, no, elu ve'elu b'shtayim, umetilin shalshalat b'neim, and asu kvalim. What, shalshalat shukon b'shabat le'mona? How are you going to explain that? Fite, migru b'shmur barach meini, yamu shumur barach meini, yamu yonah, b'yofa. Minay namash mir kol b'kli matachot, shuta meisham kol davar asher yavo b'eish, afil dibur b'mashma, b'shle mahatam kabol le'le kolam, b'kovin masa. The job that it's made for is to make music. But often, my masik of it, Hachanami covered masik, the Yom Rabbah Baruch Hanami Docha, Mishpacha Akata Tab Yerushalayim, Shayu Psiotehem Gasot, Vayu Vitulotehem Noshot, Asulam Kibalim, Vetilo Shashalab in Em, Shloyu Psiotehem Gasot, Vayu Vitulotehem Noshot. Tarabu Rabbi Yun Yom Ruyot, very good, Yasher, Vinom Rabbi Yochne. Guess what Dima Rabbi Yochum Minayin La Orig Pekoshu Shutamei Mitzitz. I'm like, by what? Tzitz? Tzitz Arigu. Then it's Tzitz Kvin Tash Azov, Rok Av Shtei Hetzbot, Mugav Bozom Rose, Kotev Alav Shnei Shitim, Yudei Lamala, Kodesh Lamen, Kodesh Lashem Lamata, Kodesh Lamen Amin Lamata, Viyomar Velaz Brev Yotzi, Ani Yotzi Yerumi, Vechotuf Kodesh Lashem Shita Achad, Solok Rudimi Nehadar, Shochlu, Sari, 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 Dvorim Shumati Alham Tautem Yedah. Brahm, kach omer mishum Rav Yochanan. First of all, minayin atakshir kosher shutame mitzitz. Then, what I have made a mistake with minayin ori kosher shutame. Me obeged, tonabonin ori kosher tame, takshir kosher tame. Ori, gvit takshir kosher is also tame. Mosuf sak ala beged shutame mishum ori. Omer Rava, ori kosher tame that I know from obed. Takshir kosher tame that I know minatzitz. Orig vitak shit kosher to me, I don't know that. Mikol kli maase. I'm going to say, but I don't know how we midyan it is. I'm going to say, it doesn't matter. The mar kli kli mi hatam, all the kli midyan, and the gea kli kli maase.
So I think they can